Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But first, I want to say the Chiefs give tight end Travis Kelce a significant raise in a new two-year deal. $34.25 mil, $17 mil fully guaranteed this season, and the rest of it is guaranteed on the third day of the 2025 league year. My question is, now, Travis Kelce is worth more than this to the Kansas City Chiefs because of the Tay-Tay stuff and his jersey sales and his commercials and his celebrity status.
Right.
Is this the end of him?
Yes.
These are the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, so this contract extension will go all the way through 2027. He will retire, in my eyes, somewhere between this season and 2027. He's going to be, what, 35, I believe, at some point through this year. So that puts him at the end of the contract at 37, 38. He's already started to lose a step. It was very clear this year he lost a step. What people don't give him enough credit for, because when they see him and they see his personality, they think, oh, big dumb football player, big dumb jock, guys running around hanging out.
No, that's the Rob Gronkowski's of the world. That's our jock, bro.
He's actually one of the smartest football players.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the age-old thing. I don't mean to bring this up. We all know this. He played quarterback in high school.
Right.
That's why he's so good out in the flat, because he knows where a quarterback's looking for him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Half the time, he's not running the right route. What he's doing is he knows the defense, and he runs to the open spot.
There are no routes for him.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what they're doing, and I think it's really smart, you overpay for him a little bit at the end of his career. It's smart because this shows other veterans that you are willing to overpay if you think, as a franchise, that player is going to help you in the long run. But then also you're paying him a little bit on the back end for the success he had before and for staying loyal to the franchise. The other thing that you're doing is you're going to have a lot of very, very young wide receivers. Rice is very young. He's going into his second year. You just drafted Worthy. He's going to be a rookie, right? Sky Moore's only been in the league a couple of years. Even Kadarius Toney, who has been atrocious.
The whipping boy.
He's been there. He's been in the NFL for 3 years, right? So you have all these young
wide receivers. A lot of room to grow there.
You have a lot of young wide receivers. Use Travis Kelce, arguably the greatest tight end to ever play the sport. Let him impart some of his wisdom on these players on how to find open spots, how to find open places for the quarterback to hit you with the ball. Now, he's not going to be able to help you catch the ball or what to do with the football after you've caught it. But I do think that you can still learn a lot from Travis Kelce at that wide receiver position, even though it's a slightly different position. And if Travis Kelce wins one more Super Bowl, we are really talking about him being the greatest tight end of ever.
I think the only thing, you're right. I'm giggling because it's like, oh my God, if that guy wins another Super Bowl,
he'd be my bet. Like, if you had to put money on it right now, I'd give you $100, Patrick, and I said, you have to gamble this on a team to win the Super Bowl.
Are you
picking any other team?
No. Then I got to listen to the Mahomes, Brady stuff.
It's going to come. It's going to keep coming.
Stuff.
But you're also...
I like to say stuff.
You're also seeing, though, what truly is the first iteration of Mahomes having to go from one type of team to another.
Yeah, that is true. And that's a whole different conversation. I think what concerns me the most about this deal is, and I know, you know, you gotta love Mahomes for this, that he is willing to restructure and move some money around to make sure we can get guys. I just know that they are going to find themselves in cap nightmare.
Yep.
And Travis Kelce might be a reason for that. And you don't want to see this happen where day one into the 2025 league year or 2027 league. Yeah, 2025 league year. Mm-hmm. He is cut.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't want to see it end that way because they realize they're in cap nightmare.
I also don't think it can end.
Because that's like the most NFL thing in the world.
Yeah.
Our beloved greatest tight end of all time. Yeah, we cut him.
Yeah, but I don't think that happens in this situation. Because, like, there's a lot of times that players are beloved or players play for a long time. But, like, Bobby Wagner last year, albeit very, very good in Seattle, it's very clear that he has lost a step.
Yeah, he's tackles. Kinda done.
Tackles that used to be tackles for a loss are now tackles where the guy gets 3 or 4 yards. And there's nothing
wrong
with that.
Going backwards instead of forwards now.
Right. There's a place for that still in the NFL, and that's why he's going to keep getting one-year deals. But he's not Bobby Wagner of old. But you know what the Seahawks didn't do? They didn't cut him, right? Like, how often do you see, like, someone so instrumental in your success to this degree get cut? It's a lot of times where it's, hey, they were really good for like a 2-year period, and then they got hurt, and then they got cut. Travis Kelce, they're going to let him retire. It's the same thing as Jason. Like, Jason didn't really take a step back, but if Jason had came back this year,
we would have seen a decline.
And exactly. There would have been a decline, but you're not going to cut him. They're not going to get rid of him in that way. They're going to let him ride it out, and then they're going to strongly imply that he should retire at the end of the offseason.
Travis Kelce, the greatest wide receiver, greatest tight end of all time.
He's in the conversation.
I mean, I love Tony Gonzalez. Antonio Gates was a monster. And let's not forget the physical, absolute specimen that Rob Gronkowski is. That guy, if that guy's not on steroids, I am shocked. Like, that dude is a freak.
Do
y'all remember how good Aaron Hernandez was?
Make the argument.
Dude, I liked him more than Gronk.
I was going to say, can make the argument at tight end he was more instrumental. Rob was a better blocker.
Yes.
Aaron Hernandez and what they could do with Aaron?
Deadly.
Well,
I wouldn't be Jesus. I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick dropped those rumors himself.
What's that?
I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick dropped the rumors about all of that bad stuff about Hernandez coming out before the draft himself. I mean, I know he was already
hats. I like it.
Well, he was already taken off of some teams' draft boards, but he was probably still on the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Raiders, teams that really don't care about character traditionally.
And I like tinfoil hat.
Yeah, I think that one of those three guys probably sent a couple of messages out there and got some headlines. Well, look who dropped to him.
When you look at Travis Kelce's yardage, all-time tight ends, he is fourth. He is 500 yards away from Antonio Gates at 11,841.
He was just shy of 1,000 this year.
He is a little under 2,000 yards away from Witten. Probably not getting. Maybe he would. Tony Gonzalez, he's 4,000 away from.
Tony's one.
Tony is one. Tony has him beat. Guess how many games played he has more. Tony has more than Travis.
35.
110.
Get out of here.
Whoa. Tony Gonzalez, 270 games
played.
Dude,
he played till he was like 40.
Travis Kelce has 159 games played.
See, the only reason I think Travis could break that is because Pat's thrown to him.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's nice when you got that guy chucking.
That's so insane.
So maybe what you're telling me is that he is a bargain.
That's right.
He's actually a bargain.
You're telling me I can get this guy at this age for this amount of money, $17 million a year? I'm taking it.
Yeah, plus his girlfriend, too.
They're going to make all that and then some. If they can get
Taylor
Swift
to show up. Dude,
if they split,
do you think he sucks at football?
What if he gets better? He has like a career resurgence.
He catches like 3,000 yards.
He's like, I will not
65
leave.
65 touchdowns, 3,000 yards.
He's like, she might be the best singer of her era, but I will make damn sure I am the best tight end of all time era.
Ever. Back it up.
Money-wise.
Maybe best entertainer of their era.
That's a better.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I've heard chicks at the karaoke bar that hit better notes. Hell, Schulte hits better female notes than Taylor Swift.
Here come the Swifties.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.